Well, guys, as you know, I'm not really a film critic, and I never really was a Godzilla fan, although I did watch some of them. I remember they used to start off with a guy in a suit, and all the models looked pretty rubbish, and he used to always chew a plane or something. But you could see it was a guy stomping around. It was really quite a B-movie, but lots of people liked it. Then they got into CGI, and of course the effects all looked a lot better, but had no feeling. Now apparently with Godzilla Minus One, they're trying to use practical effects this time. It's a guy in a suit, but it is done very well, with obviously some CGI help. And apparently all the models of the buildings are very well detailed. The film, all intents and purposes, is well made. But it shows you what the film industry has come to, when Godzilla is probably the top film. And I actually was thinking of going to see it, of course it's not out here yet. But what might stop me from going to see it is it's in Japanese, with subtitles in English. And I don't know whether I want to watch a whole film with subtitles. But apparently it's doing very well where it's out. Well, that's also because there's nothing else out either that's any good. And at least it isn't woke at all. It's not punching a message. Godzilla isn't a femon. Or is it? I don't know. And I'd be interested if anybody's actually seen this and let me know what they thought. And also, could somebody actually tell me why it's Godzilla Minus One? As once again, thank you for your time, guys. Sorry for taking so much of it up just lately. See ya.